Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Elder. Amen. God is good. His benefits are so amazing to us. I often feel like I'm the most blessed guy on the planet. And then I come to... Thank you. I am blessed. I'm married to Nancy Jean Jorgensen Granquist. So I'm blessed. But then I come to Racine, Wisconsin, and I see my friends, the Schumachers, their son-in-law, and their family, the church family. You guys are blessed. You're blessed beyond measure. And I want all of you who are members of this church family to realize the gift that you have in the Schumachers. I met them in Malta for the first time. My wife had already known the Schumachers, but I met them for the first time in Malta. And you know, you meet some people in your life and just immediately you gravitate to them. You just feel your spirit pull towards their spirit, and you feel like you have a kindredness about you when you're with them, a kindred spirit. So that was the way we felt about your pastor's wife, these two wonderful people. And I'm just thankful that over the years we've been able to come and be with you. And it's their turn next. So I hope you will allow them to come to the San Francisco Bay Area and minister for the Rock Church, because their number's up. So we're going to have them out there to be with us. He has not ministered in our new facility yet, and I wanted my friend to minister in the new building. And really, it's not that much. It's really not. When I look around and I see what God has done for you wonderful people here, but it's a building that fits the San Francisco Bay Area. The San Francisco Bay Area is very corporate. A lot of young professionals. Google, Facebook, Box, Hewlett-Packard, they're all there. Apple. I mean, it's a great place. And so I think our church, our building, kind of fits the area that we're in. But it's a joy to be here tonight. Thank you so much for coming this morning. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I feel like the Lord has something for us. I really do. So I'm going to read my text, and then I'm going to let you be seated. But I want to talk to you tonight on a subject that I feel is very important for every church, not just our church here, but for every church. I'm going to talk to you about how to hug a vampire and survive. I'm serious. In fact, I feel so serious about this that there are outlines available. So if you want to, really, seriously, if you want to follow along with us, ushers, you guys have the outlines back there somewhere. If you want to hand these out, if you want one, just kind of lift your hand towards the ushers as they come. And as they're doing this, I'm going to read my text tonight. It's found in Galatians chapter 6 and verses 1 and 6. Galatians 6, 1 and 6. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Restore a person that falls short. Restore the person that fails, but remember, in the process of restoring people, I've seen good saints, good men and women fall in the process of trying to restore someone. So I want to try to give you some biblical insight tonight on how to deal with people that have fallen, or people that repeatedly are dysfunctional. I was so shocked when I realized that after a person was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, that many times their dysfunctional personality was still there. And I know that's why we have church, so we can come back and be redeemed over and over again. I understand that. But I was so shocked when I realized that being filled with the Holy Ghost wasn't the cure-all to living for God. So I want to help you tonight. I want to teach this lesson this evening, and I won't take a long time. I promise I won't, but it might take a little bit longer than this morning. Would you extend a hand towards this preacher? Would you extend a hand towards this California preacher? Would you pray anointing upon me right now? Would you pray anointing? Extend a hand towards me. Jesus, again, I lift myself into your spirit. I recognize that you are the one, Lord. You're the one that does these great and mighty works that have been done here in this church family. I am asking, I am praying that you would anoint my lips so I can minister to these people tonight, so I can minister to your church, so I can help your church. I pray, God, that you will use me. I pray, God, that you will anoint me. I pray, Lord, that you will give me inspiration and fire right now to minister your word. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Mark chapter 4, there's a verse in Mark 4 that says that you should show mercy to others and keep your life in balance in the process. Dysfunctional relationships, if you're not careful, can suck all the life out of you. They can suck you dry. True, we must freely give ourselves to God. Continually give ourselves to God so that no one can take that life energy or that life blood from us. We must repeatedly give ourselves to the Lord, because God is the source of our life. We must come to the house of God every service, and we must empty ourselves. We must come here to give of ourselves, because in emptying ourselves, God replenishes and God restores us. We come and we give, and God replenishes and God restores. God is the source of our life. Give your dreams, give your hopes, give your desires to the Lord. Jesus was drained by the religious leaders of his day, completely drained, and he was filled repeatedly by the power of God. Because remember, he was just as much flesh as he was God, and just as much God as he was flesh. He was God manifest in flesh. So Jesus repeatedly was drained by the religious leaders. This church, your church, should be the safest place where you can come to be renewed and be replenished. This should be a safe haven. A safe environment where you can be transparent, where you can be yourself, where you don't have to be somebody else, but you can come into this place and be yourself and say, God, I have failed. I have fallen short. I need you to touch me. And the environment here should be safe. Amen. Where we're not criticized or we're not labeled. I want you to notice the second half of this scripture. It says that you should watch
yourself when you're restoring someone. You should watch yourself, lest you may also be tempted. Watch yourself. If someone continually